I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When the Sudanese army recaptured Khartoum last month, many hoped that Sudan's war would start winding down. Instead, the conflict is escalating as it enters its third year today. More than 300 people in two aid camps have been killed by the Rapid Support Forces since Thursday. Dane with Unfolding Word says their partners are displaced, yet continue to do Bible translation and church planting work. Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And trauma healing programs are popular in Lebanon, but Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says people are tired of a programmed approach. She says individuals need to be seen and valued amidst a wider group, and they need practical assistance as well as a listening ear. The team at Triumph for Mercy takes a long view on this issue and approaches trauma healing with the great healer, Jesus Christ. Would you pray for their efforts? You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.